What is Peace Brain? Peace Brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics and open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're happy to have you here. Today is the day after Christmas, and we are celebrating the holy days, the holidays here in 2017. Today, I have my friend Pam Rinne again, and we're going to be talking about the end of this year, actually the beginning of next year. We're going to talk about 2018, what do you want to create? And I have this wonderful quote that I always start a show with, and today it's about success. It's from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and this one I think is very important because I'm sure we all want to create success for the next year and for our life. So he says, success, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. I really like that quote. It puts a whole different meaning on the meaning of success. And I believe that it's time for the world to wake up, and it's not just success in dollars and cents, in our work and how much product we can produce or how much income we can have. But really, I love this, to even know one life has breathed easier because you have lived. It is about making a difference in your own individual way, in each of our own individual ways. So today, we're going to be talking about some tools, and particularly the new friends are going to be coming through, which is what Pam Rinne channels. We'll talk about that in just a minute. That can help with our soul's purpose and our next steps, and also Akashic record readings and how opening your Akashic records can give you the specifics to answers to your questions of how to move forward. So those are going to be our main contributions today and give you examples of those, and then also some tools of how to manifest what you would like to manifest in 2018. So let me introduce our guest, and that is Pam Rinne. She's been on our show many times, and we're doing kind of a follow-up from last time. This one, well, let me talk about Pam. She is an everyday alchemist. She's also a channeler of the archangels and many of the ascended masters. She is your sacred journey mentor, helps you walk your sacred journey, and mentors you on that path. She does one-to-one sessions and then group classes, both in person and on the web, and is doing these wonderful channelings from the new friends as the Liahona, or the compass, that helps people move forward in the way that does their true north. So, hi, Pam. Welcome again to the Peace Brain Show.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, and let me give everyone your website. It is pamrinne.com, and that's pamrinne.com. So, yes, exciting new beginning of a new year.
It is. You know, it's interesting because when you look at everything that's taken place the month of December, it came in with such a bang, and it just feels like, you know, so much has taken place that we're in a bit of a period of rest, you know.
Yes.
Like it's time to pause for a minute. So I just want to bring that up for everyone because sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to do that. We just go and go and go. So, you know, this year has been so much about self-care and the body needing to rest. So I just want to point that out, that take a breath, everyone, and there's a lot to talk about, but also notice if you're needing to rest to do that.
Mm-hmm. And particularly with December, with all of the events going on and meeting with family and friends, it has been a little tiring. So, yes, I would love to rest on this.
It seems like there can be that familiar almost feeling of just, well, the old way would have called it a letdown, and I don't really think that's really very applicable, but it's what we described it as. I think it's a taking a deep breath and having a pause, you know?
Yes,
it's
yes.
The final week of this year. What do you want to experience? And your body probably does need some rest to gear up for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have a couple of services that we are blatantly marketing with all of you listening. And one is that Pam channels these wonderful beings called the New Friends. Tell us a little bit about them and what they have provided for you and your clients.
Well, thanks for asking, Gail. You know, it's been an interesting journey. I find it kind of amazing within the story of my own beginnings of channeling, because I didn't set out to consciously know that's what I would be doing. I didn't know I had those agreements at all, or know that my spiritual gift was that of clairaudience. So I began channeling. Archangel Gabriel came first, and then it was just the archangels and ascended masters. And I always was curious that, you know, many channelers may just have one that they work with, and I guess typical for my nature, I had agreements with many. And so that went on through the years. it would really be whoever I felt around me the most, or whoever came forward in a private session that the person I was working with was most aligned with or needed to hear from, that would be the one kind of the theme, if you will. And this goes back to, I want to say, the end of 2015, mm-hmm. when I became familiar that I felt a presence. I felt that familiar presence of, there's some other beings around me that feel new, and that was really exciting. And there's a bit of a long story there, and the short of it is, I was just slow to get used to what that felt like, and always determine, you know, the source, which was just pure love and light. These beings were different than anyone I'd worked with before. And I call them the New Friends because, that's what they told me they wanted to be called. And I really, and you know, Gail, that I blocked against that at first. It was like, I don't really want to call them that. I want to give them a name, as if I was going to call them Daniel or something, you know, or James.
Right.
And mm-hmm. there was a resistance, and they said, the name doesn't really matter. But because they really feel like friends, and the more I became familiar with who they are, which is these great beings that really are from all that is. They're not a group called the Friends. They're a collection of beings throughout all that is that are not in bodies, that did not participate in the fall of consciousness. And they really weren't, I don't really know everything that they did before, but suddenly they became very, very interested in us. I liken it to that we reached a place in our ascension where they became very interested, and they began to fulfill their agreements, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and they, by bringing in frequencies of light and colors through the great central sun that bathe us and bathe our planet, and that started more in the fullness, I want to say it was around the close of 2015, beginning 2016. And so their role is assisting us in ushering in these codes of light. And they, it became clear to me that, yes, I did have agreements with them. And at first it was a slow process of just kind of feeling into them and communicating with them in a bit different way than I really channel. And they really want us to be happy. If I could, if you said, what's their main message? I'll say they look at us sometimes because they can be really bold and funny and very direct in how they say things. And they sometimes will say, "You humans, they're not happy. What's up with that?" And so one of their biggest passions is for us to remember that we came here to experience ourselves and to be happy while we're doing it.
Absolutely. And you and I have joked about and said, you know, play the happy song from Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
to be in that vibration, that's what they really want us to be in. It's a beautiful happiness.
So they're very much more in the forefront of, you know, assisting us individually and collectively to, I say, discover who we are and be on our ascension in the most conscious and aware way.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So when someone has a channeling from them, is it mainly to direct that person to their next steps or a bigger picture of their life, or can it be with a specific project?
All
of the above?
All of the above. And okay. The sessions, you know, it's interesting because I have them in a way divided where you can engage in just a channeled reading with divine mm-hmm. insight. You can do a session of energy work. And it's very typical if we do a session of energy work that you're going to have a channeled reading as part of that. It just seems to go hand in hand. So I have people reach out for all of the reasons that you've mentioned, and it really does seem predominantly, though, when people want assistance in moving forward and having some clarity, that's when they really turn to receiving the insights through the new friends. And
mm-hmm.
They really talk a lot about manifesting.
Excellent.
So they're good to call on when you are determining action steps, wanting assistance with a specific project, or even just looking for some clarity.
Excellent. Good job. So today we're going to have you do a channeling for me on what I want to manifest and see what the new friends say. And that today we're also going to have me do an Akashic Record reading on you on what? Your 2018 steps or on what?
Yeah, well, you know, first I want to say for the listeners, this is why this is really fun for you, because chances are really good that there are going to be pieces of what come forward for each one of us that will also apply to you. And it also gives you a feel of the energy of how we each work and how these great beings are to work with. So I'm excited at this opportunity, Gail. So thank you.
I am too.
Oh, you know,
do you want to do the session with the new friends with me now, and then I go into the Akashic Records in a minute, or me explain Akashic Records first?
Yeah, let's do that first, because I can hear me going, me, me, me.
Okay. So Akashic Records reading is what I've been trained in for the last couple of years and really enjoyed this. This has been an amazing insight for me, because as an energy worker, I've usually been able to read energy of people, done a lot of intuitive readings, peace counseling, as I call it, that looks at next steps of people and able to read their energy and their chakras. But that's coming from me and my divine knowledge and connections. But the Akashic Records is totally different. It's in a way, like the new friends, it's its own entity. The Akashic Records are something that Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, called the book of life, your book of life, of your life. It's everything that your soul, from its very beginning of existence, has ever thought, acted on, desired, and dreamed of in its entire existence. So everything is written down in a record. It's like your library of your soul. And so going to the Akashic Records with specific questions is really very beautiful and clear on asking the record keepers, which are kind of like the librarians, if you will, of your library, to pull down the right book that deals with a particular question of a relationship or a business. It could be present time. It could be past life. It could be a future. And we all have multiple future timelines, if you will, opportunities that are laid out before us that are already written that we choose and we develop and we reweave as we make our choices moving forward. Of course, we have free will to do that. But I have to laugh. In looking back at the records or looking back at my life, and probably this is true for, I would think, most everyone, that, you know, I chose to date certain people, and obviously chose to marry my husband, but I realized that there was particularly one boy in sort of high school, college time that I know my parents and his parents were trying to get us together. Yeah. And I'm looking at it like, okay, if I had married him, what would my life be like? And I have to laugh because my life currently brought me from into biology and then into tourism and travel and working with community groups in different countries. And I had to laugh because his pathway actually took him to be an ambassador of a country in Central America, of, you know, working with travel and working with politics and with then community groups. And, you know, so I think we have a life's plan, is my point, that we're each to go on a certain broad path, that no matter whom you choose to be with, you'll end up on that path. It may just be by a different route. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. And I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so really interesting.
You could call it destiny in a sense, you know.
You could. I think because we come in and choose each life of this is my program, if you will, for this life. And these are the lessons I want to learn, and these are kind of the ways I want to do it. But I have choices.
Yes. Ultimately, we have free will. You know, so I think we can either make it amidst even the destiny. There are choices.
Exactly. And so going into ask your record keepers specific questions, and I've had people ask as specific as, I need to hire a new manager for my business. What would be the qualities of the manager, you know, the best qualities, and would this person be better than this person? And actually looking at the name and the energy of those people and having the record keepers come up with a name that the person goes, oh, my goodness, I was thinking about that person, but I hadn't put them at the top of the list, but they really kind of were, but I'd put them off to the side, but now I understand that would be probably the best person. So, you know, it can be that detailed, or it can be what's going on with my relationship with this person that we're not speaking well, sister, brother, mother, you know, whomever, and how can I make it better? And what comes from their answers is not only specifics of how to make it better, but then what the foundation is behind those lessons that each person came to learn, that is so rich and full that it really kind of takes time to digest and to incorporate that. And to,
wow.
And, you know, it's very full.
That is full.
So I know you have experienced it before. Whenever you do an Akashic Record reading, it's good to come with questions. And then, of course, questions can come out of those new answers that are forming. But generally, it can be meeting your spirit guides. It can be knowing your life's purpose, something general like that. Or it can be very specific of, is this business the right one for me? Or can I move, you know, when am I to move to another state? And whom might I might meet, and all kinds of, almost anything that your soul might want to know is open to being answered and asked. And if you're not to know the answer, the record keepers will say, you're not to know this at this time.
Wow.
They're very direct that way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I found it being a really great tool, particularly coming into a new year like this, to have information of what we are meant to be doing and what how we might best manifest those things that we choose to manifest in this coming year.
And even through our all of our experiences where we've been looking outside of ourselves for answers rather than turning inward, we still forget to ask.
Yes, ask and you shall receive.
My favorite scripture.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I know that you can find more about your channelings on pamrennie.com. You can find out more about my Akashic Record readings on akashicrecordsguides.org, and that's akashicrecordsguides.org, akashicrecordsguides.org. That's an international group that I belong to and that we do readings and offer those services. So who goes first, Pam?
I would love to, if that's okay with you. Unless you'd like to be first.
In other words, I do the reading for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
So there's a prayer. Think of a question or two that you want to do as an example today. And there's a prayer that I read to open one's records that calls in 100% God's light and make sure that we are doing this with the purity and love of the Creator, and calls in the guides that work with us as a guide for the opening the records, and uses the person's full name. So I have actually already done that. I've opened your records. And normally the record keepers have something to say at the beginning, and then it goes into asking questions. Let's see if they have anything to say to you, Pam, before we open with your question.
All right.
So we are delighted to be here today. We are excited for this new year to come. It is going to be a year of uncertainty and turmoil for the world, and yet that is not to be feared. That is to be understood, that change is the new norm. And this is a beautiful way of existing, because change opens one up to all of the possibilities of who they are and of who you are. It is important to know that we cannot remain stagnant anymore, that it is about being in that flexibility and flux of new creations coming almost instantly when you want them. So be in that joy of the train ride and going fast and knowing that new turns and twists will happen and you will step off one train and get on another and go in a different direction, but that this is all wonderful and this is all creating a new world around us that needs to be manifested, that the old world is falling away, and it is light workers and everyone listening to this that is here to create a new path, a new way of being that is one of justice and unity and beauty and cooperation. And this is where you are to go, is to find within the depths of your soul who you are and what your personal gifts are to the world, and to bring them into being, for the time of action is here. There is no delay. It has to be done. We stop here and are open for questions.
Oh, what a wonderful opening, and you express what I feel. I don't want to delay. I see that I've been on the train on my journey of my awakening into sharing my gifts and being of service to the world. And I really feel that I don't want any more pit stops. I want to put that train in full throttle. Train have a throttle, I guess, forward ahead. And so what I would love to know, maybe my spiritual gifts being highlighted, but to know what is the best way? What do people want to hear from me with the gifts I have to share? And how can I reach the people that are longing to hear what I have to share?
Okay, so this is Gail. There are two questions there. There is, how can you the last part was how can you reach the people that want to hear what you have to share, and the first part was how can you, what are you, your gifts, personal gifts to share with people?
Yeah, that's came up kind of. So maybe I really want to. Maybe the real question is.
It's okay. You can do both.
How do I put my train on full steam ahead?
So that's a different question as well.
Yeah, there's kind of three questions within there, but I guess the first one is, what does my soul spirit see as my main gifts?
Okay, perfect. Perfect. That's a great question, and then we'll get to the second and third. Your soul is multi-talented, as you're not alone. Everyone listening has multi-talents to their soul, but yours is particularly the gifts of spirit, the gifts of opening up the heart, of opening up the sound. Sound creates form, and it is about using sound to create form is one of your highlighted gifts. And this you can do from your channeling, this you do from your words, for words are simply sound on the way to becoming form. It is about tapping into the rose garden of your spirit. It is about tapping into those beautiful flowers that you have planted from many past lives and into to walk in this garden, to pick the roses and to smell their beauty and to know that each rose has a particular part of you that is to be gifted to the world. So one rose may be yellow and have a gift of clarity and mental clarity that you are helping people provide. The next rose may be pink and has the gift of opening that softness of the heart that you're helping people understand that to be heartfelt is to have a soft heart and a soft soul, and that softness is not weakness, it is actually strength. That the next rose may be purple, and this is to be knowing that you are divine and that every creature on this planet is divine as well, that it all comes from spirit. So we invite you to walk through your rose garden that you have planted many eons ago and to smell and pick the roses and ask what each one of them is. You know your gifts. You know who you are. This is part of your gift, is that you not only help others to know who they are, but it is because you have done it yourself. You have achieved this yourself, that you are a way shower to help others find that answer to their question as well as to who they are and what their gifts are. You have been a Sacred Journey mentor for many, many, many years and even past lives. That this being the person who opens the door and shows the path to others is very important and is very is what you're called to do. And so the spirit wants to acknowledge that this is your calling to open the way for others.
Thank you. And yes, even knowing that, it's still wonderful to hear.
So the second part of your question of how do you reach those who have what you have to hear, who want to have those messages that you have to offer. So this is your record keeper speaking. You have so many talents. You are already well known on the web and through your international clientele. But we will say to you that it is about tapping into these new friends, as you and Gail have talked about many times, of allowing them to speak for this new age. And not to, of course, ignore Mother Mary or Yeshua or Kuthumi or Archangel Gabriel or the others that you channel. It is about the collective coming in for this new age, that people need to hear you on a grand scale. So we invite you to do more events, to have more live Facebook events, to have more in-person events, to book hotel rooms and to do events, that it is about becoming the master at marketing these new channels, these new friends, because these, they have come to bring happiness back to the world, to bring the love and the friendship and the unity back to the planet. They are huge and they are so important. And we encourage everyone to go to one of your events and to hear these beautiful new friends speak, because the wisdom is sometimes simple, but very, very profound and layered. It is packed with, how can we say, it is packed with energy and it is packed with wisdom that all people need to hear. We also encourage you to put this forth not only as events in live and on the web, but to open a YouTube channel and do weekly channels for everyone, to do these solstice gatherings as you have just done on the 21st with channelings from the new friends, which we invite everyone to go listen to, that we also have you suggest that you put it down in words and perhaps in book form, but more in the channeled form, and that's why we mentioned YouTube and these types of podcasts such as this radio show. We will stop here and be open for questions.
I love the rich detail in that information, and the best part is it feels really exciting to me. It feels like my whole beingness is saying absolutely yes. And the fun part about that is a year ago I might have not felt that way. I might still have felt shy. So I'm pleased at my own growth and my experience in this last year of working with a new friend, so that this feels exciting and very doable in a sense. And then one more question, though. You're speaking of the channeling, because I've been mindful. I tend to enjoy speaking more than writing, but I've been drawn to writing also. And it does sound like you're saying to reach the people through the spoken more than the written. Is that accurate?
It is accurate. And however, we acknowledge and agree that you have your life story to write. And this is important to write your sacred journey. For it is filled with wisdom. It is filled with twists and turns. It is filled with tribulations you have overcome. And these, it is important for people to read and to understand that they too, in, as we said, this, these years of change, that people can step out of that, what seems to be dire circumstances and tribulations, into the beauty of the change and the beauty of the new manifestations and finding out who one is. And you have traveled this path successfully. And going back to the success quote that Gail read at the beginning, it is about being that beautiful success as a whole human being. And this is what the value of your book can provide to people.
I'm laughing because I see the message within that, because, oh, wise record keepers, the layers of that, because, you know, I've resisted writing a book because I thought, I want to tell my story. Who wants to hear that story? You know, because it would be easy for me not to share a lot of the details, and yet that is what makes the story.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So I think the final question is, because this has been really rich with content, and I really appreciate that, is what do you see for me specifically for, I see myself at that, I'm not even at a crossroad any longer. I'm really ready to move ahead. So are there any specific action steps for me, deeper than what you might have named already, or some things personally for me to know as way of being or preparing to walk this next year?
We say no and to lose your doubt, to move forward with the guidance we have just given you and to make it happen.
Mm. not mincing words, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I like the way I feel around this because you record keepers would certainly know. And for those listening, when I was in an Akashic record reading, when the friends first came forward, kind of going, who are these beings and what am I to do? I was a bit shaken in my shoes a little bit. It felt bigger than me. So I'm grateful to have had this last year of experience with them. So this is really exciting. Thank you. And thank you for such rich insight, because you really spoke to the things that I really feel I long to do and I'm ready to be moving forward with. So,
and you're welcome.
Final closing remarks. I think I'm complete.
Yes. No, there are no closing remarks. This is Gail. It feels like you're, you know, that's all they really wanted you to know, because that's all you needed to know to move forward successfully and beautifully. So let's thank them and your guides. And the records of Pam Rennie are now closed.
Wow.
Okay.
They were direct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, again, if anyone wants to find out more about Akashic Record readings and again, blatantly marketing, book a session with me, go to akashicrecordsguides.org, akashicrecordsguides.org. So,
and I highly recommend it. Yeah. Yes. That gave me some clear insight that I would not have thought of. So thank you, Gail.
You're welcome. And just as a note, there are other guides as well in this group, this international group. So feel free also to, if one calls your name other than mine, please book a session with them as well. So, Pam, talk to me with the new friends. Let me read you what I would like to manifest in 2018.
Okay,
and
perfect.
See what the new friends have to say about how I might do that or what I need to know to accomplish that. So just yesterday, I put forth this vision of that for 2018, I would like to finish writing, editing, and actually publish my hashtag #OptForPeace book. It's been so close, but it hasn't actually been published. And so it's called Opt for Peace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. And then from that, I'm also creating sort of auxiliary workshop materials that I'm working with zoos and aquariums to become places of peace, and any businesses as well that want to become places of peace. But the actual workshop materials I need to create that, to work with that, those organizations to become known as places of peace, where people can come and have dialogues and talk about community solutions, and also just work together with kids and do sort of body-brain exercises, all kinds of wonderful things. So that's the first part of that. And the second part is I have my Lucy books. It's a set of novels, as you well know, that I'm putting together from the protagonist named Lucy. That is a young adult novel series about creating peace in the world. And I want to have the first book in complete draft form by the end of 2018. So what might the new friends have to say to me about this?
Excellent. Okay. So let me merge more fully with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very present. We wish you to know first that we're very pleased that you used the alignments of all of the energies and the timing to set in motion your desires. Whether you were consciously even aware of that, we'll say, well done. We want to be very mindful of being specific, for you have many broad and wonderful ideas, for you are very, very brilliant and very wise. And you have done much gathering through the years. And this is your year to bring things to what would sound like a completion, but yet it is in truth a beginning. But yet when a book is written, in a sense, there is a completion, and that is what we mean. We see your Opt for Peace book as a standstone, as a cornerstone, whatever the wording might be that Leona is searching for. But we see that, as we will say to you, to not be so caught up in the multitude of things to do that you pick, that as what you are going to put in motion to get written. And that will be the spokes wheel, the hub of the wheels. We're showing spokes. We're showing a center component to spokes that go out to the bigger wheel. And that book will be that center component. And from that, you will be able to become more known. You'll be able to create an auxiliary of the people and the places and things that will come together to create that which you desire. For in a sense, you're creating a community around this Opt for Peace, this new way of being and doing. And it requires a foundation, and that foundation is your book. Do you see this?
Yes, very much so.
We say for you to be most successful in this, to find the publisher that will be most aligned with marketing and getting your book out to the masses. There are multiple ways to do this, and you will be, we wish for you not to be inundated for which way to go, but for to be very aligned with knowing that you will be able to seek out and draw to you the most favorable conditions for that to take place. But again, we emphasize, if we see your timeline of your desires of this year in chapters, that this is the first chapter, that your foundation and beginning is to not bring this book to completion at the close of 2018, but to bring it to completion to in the beginning of 2018.
Yes, I see that too.
Good. Mm-hmm. We want to stress this to you, that this is important, that this is your time to bring to fruition all of these heart's desires of yours, that you have gathered and gleaned much, and yet in the process of this, the community that you're establishing was not ready to be established. Things had to take place on this evolutionary path, or it would not have been deemed as successful as it was intended to be and will be. Do you see?
Yes.
Now, we are not wishing to put Lucy in the background. But we know that you're human, and it would be much too daunting to attempt to write two completely different books at the same time. So we would wish for you to give yourself a timeline to complete the Opt for Peace book and put some of that in motion, and then to begin bringing Lucy's voice forward. We wish for you to release some old patterns and habits that are distracting, that keep you in the past, and we wish not to really go there, for we know things are new and you are in the new ways and aligned in the new energies. And we wish for you to firmly know that. Do not draw from past experiences of the ways of doing things. Release old vibrating habit patterns. In specific, there's some ancestral patterns of some very brilliant ancestors that truly never achieved their life's dreams because they were constantly spinning in the ideas. So in a sense, we say to you, be you. Be aligned with that unique spark of the personality. Be the love that you are in the full expression of your unique personality. Be in the freedom of that. Be in the glory of that. Immerse yourself in the depth and the core of your sacred heart and really own this. And give yourself this permission that this is your year of discovery. Not discovering topics and ideas, but discovering what it feels like to hold that book in your hands. Is yours. To see your name on the cover, to see the words in print, to be able to reach across a table as you're signing that book for someone and hand it to them, and know it will change their life in ways beyond what you could even imagine. That is what we wish to share for you, see with you at this moment.
Thank you. That is beautiful. No, it is beautiful. I do already have the publisher, though. It is Balboa Press, which is the self-publishing arm of Hay House, which is just perfect. I had chosen it a while back. So they are ready and waiting for my final draft to arrive in their hands and publish it. So yes, these first couple of months of 2018, I think we'll probably complete that book.
Excellent. We are very pleased to hear that and to know that. And there is a timeline for you to firmly anchor onto for this to be that, as the record keepers called, that train, that you're on that train with no stops, with no derailments, with no extended journeys in different places and spaces, but with a forward, direct motion.
Sounds beautiful. Thank you. Any other words of wisdom, new friends?
Yes, we wish for you to share with those listening, because we know that you have specific guides that you work with on specific projects. And so we would like you to mention, who is your guide for this book?
So one of the main guides for this book is Thoth, the Egyptian, the magician, the writer, the healer. And it is about tuning into him. And another book, another guide for both this book and for the Lucy books is Ixchel. And Ixchel is the Mayan goddess of healing, of childbirth. She is the lady of the rainbow and of peace. And so both of those have been my guides.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Beloveds to us each, we're particularly friends with Toth, and so pleased that we felt his nudge to be spoken of so that the listeners could know. There's always an opportunity to not feel that you're alone, but to draw from the infinite wisdom of Source, to draw from those agreements you have with one another, and to ask, who is it that may be of assistance to me, speaking for each of you, with this particular venture, with this experience? For truly you are one, but each unique personality of these guides come forward at the right time to be of assistance. We are most pleased for where you are in your divine alignment, as we know the Liahona likes to call it, and where you are on your growth and journey to be about the fruition of these great longings that have been dreams of yours for a very long time.
Yes, thank you.
We thank you, for you are being of great service as you show others how to love themselves and to be happy and to be passionate about peace, as you have been also. We'll step back from this Liahona at this time.
Thank you, new friends. Thank you, Pam. That was beautiful. I love the visual of holding the book in my hand and signing it for someone across the table. That was great.
It was. That was a wonderful feeling.
So, again, you can find out more about call Pam, or find out about her from your website, and that is pamrennie.com, PamRennie.com. So, Pam, it's been lovely to do this with you on the Peace Brain Show. We are almost out of time, and I wanted to do a very short Peace Brain meditation for everyone on the call. Any last words of comments you want to have before we go into the meditation?
I will just say thank you so much, Gail. This was so fun. I love your idea of bringing, we really were bringing 2018 forward for ourselves. It felt like it was just you and I and the new friends and Akashic Record readers right here connecting. So thank you for all of those listening both now and to the replay. And no, it was really enriching and enlightening to just be so real in the moment with all of this. So thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. It's wonderful to be able to be in the spur of the moment because, you know, all of this was just in the moment. No editing, just there. So you guys are hearing it just like as we did today.
Yes, so, you are. Absolutely.
Yes. So again, if you want to connect with Pam, pamrennie.com. If you want to connect with me, Gail Lash, you can go to tourismforpeace.com. That's my actual website, tourismforpeace.com. And you can also connect because of the record, the Akashic Records, with akashicrecordsguides.org. So thanks, Pam. I'm going to go into the meditation. Thanks for being on the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, everyone, take a breath. Ah. That was amazing. That was really good. So think about what you would like to manifest in 2018. And we're going to do a short meditation just to put you in the availability of finding those answers and what your next steps might be. Take a breath. Give yourself a grounding cord, that beautiful beam of light or tree trunk that comes out of the base of your spine, going down to the center of Mother Earth, her iron crystal core, grounding yourself into the earth. You are of the earth. This brings you into present time. And think about, put 2018 in a bubble, in like a big balloon in front of you. And whatever you might want to manifest, just choose one thing that you would like to manifest in 2018 and put it inside of that bubble, inside of that balloon. And I invite you to ask, who is my guide, my primary guide that I can work with to achieve this manifestation? And so the answer comes, I know I like to meet my guides in my peace sanctuary, my place of peace, which is where I envision just in the middle of my head a kind of screen, a movie screen out in front of me. And I create this beautiful vision of a place. I happen to like the mountains and the water, the rocks and the waterfalls. And so my place of peace is walking through the forest and sitting on a rock beside the stream. And so you can go there. You can be at a forest and a beautiful stream, or you might choose to be on the beach and be walking under the palm trees on the sand and sit down in a deck chair that's next to the water. Create your place of peace and be there for this moment. And then have in your hands what you want to manifest. For me, it's my book. For you, it could be whatever it is. And if it doesn't fit in your hand, then put it beside you and see it actually there, just as Pam or the new friends were showing me, here's my book on the table, and signing it and autographing it for someone who's buying it and reading it. See your manifestation there. And as you visualize it, notice that you have a guide walking toward you in the distance and coming closer and suddenly then showing up right next to you, next to your manifestation. It could be a being of light. It could be represented as a male or a female person. It could be an animal. It could be simply this rays of color and light. Whatever your guide looks like to you, say hello and know that this is a guide of 100% God light, here to help you actually bring into being this beautiful manifestation that you want to create for 2018. So say hello to this guide and ask it its name. And whatever you hear first, whatever comes right to you right now, is correct. And take a breath and thank the guide for being there to help you along the way. I'm going to invite you to just acknowledge the guide now and to come back at a later time and sit down and have a conversation with the guide. That actually you have a conversation to say, well, how might I best manifest this, or how can you help me? Is it in the writing? Is it in the imagination of creating a new invention? Is it in calming and bringing in a new quality of yourself that you might want to bring into you for this year coming up? Whatever it might be, have a conversation with the guide. And you can do that on your own time, at your leisure, at this place of peace, this beautiful place of rest, where you can talk about your dreams and how you want to bring this manifestation into the world. And anything else your guide can help you with, because they are there to assist you in knowing who you are and what your talents are. So take a breath and bring yourself back to your chair, back to awareness of the room or wherever you are. And thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today with my guest, Pam Rinney, and myself, your host, Dr. Gail Lash. Now go forth and have an amazing last holidays in 2017, and make it a beautiful, happy, and successful 2018 to come. Many, many blessings. We wish you great joy. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Akashic Records readings, her peace plans for your business or organization, and her recently published book, Opt for Peace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 1 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern to the Peace Brain Show for your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.